This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. In 1894, Grover Cleveland served as the nation's president. Coca-Cola was sold in glass bottles for the first time, and Pullman workers went on strike in Chicago. It's also the year the Carthage Public Library opened its doors. The library held an open house to celebrate its 125th anniversary. The event included live music, displays of the library's history, and tours of the building the library calls home. It's a former bank building on the southwest corner of the Courthouse Square in Carthage. Library Board President John Dittmer says they're getting by with a facility that was not built to be a library.
It's very crowded, as you can see, you know, with the books and everything. And then whenever we have a lot of people in here, it's hard to manage. So we need more space for kids programs, adult programs. We just need some more space.
Dittmer says the library board has spent the last few years studying the possibility of getting a new library building. He says it's a top priority for the board, but finances will determine whether it can be done. This is the third building the library has used. Director Amy Jeep says the original library was on the other side of the square. It later moved to the building on the square that now houses City Hall. The library has been at its current location since 2006. Jeep says no matter where the library is located, it's a valuable resource, even in an age when so much information is available at one's fingertips.
For one thing, it's helping people to find information. Also, in a rural area, there are lots of people that don't have internet or don't have reliable internet. Lots of people get internet only on their phone, and they can't print anything because they don't have computers. And so they come here to use our computers and to get assistance using the computers.
She says in the past couple years, library visitors checked out nearly 33,000 items, such as books and DVDs. She says people can also download e-books and audiobooks through the library's website. And she says the library also hosts programs for people of all ages. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.